Small versus Gonzalez. Male. Ms. Hannigan?
May it please the court, I apologize to the court for running late this morning. It was a medical problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Petitioner is a native and citizen of Algeria. He and his half-brother Karim were involved in the anti-government activities of the Islamic Salvation Front to create a democratic Islamic government in Algeria. His brother Karim was arrested and sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. After his brother escaped prison, the family was subject to searches and harassment. His older brother, who is a policeman, said he couldn't stop the intrusions, and he told petitioner his life was in danger and that he should flee the country, which he did in 1995. He believes if he was returned to Algeria, he would be arrested, tortured, and killed because of his anti-government activities. His asylum was denied in 1998. In 2002, that was affirmed by the BIA, and petitioner filed a motion to reopen in 2003. The motion was rooted in the fact that petitioner is a homosexual male, and he had now, quote, come out publicly and openly admitted his homosexuality. He attached affidavits of persons who know him and know he is now openly homosexual and know that his information has passed to persons in Algeria. Petitioner would assert that this is a new fact, which is material and arose after the initiation of asylum proceedings. This fact could not have been discovered earlier because he was not openly gay at that time. As far as the fear of future persecution, petitioner has presented articles about the targeting of homosexuals in Algeria, where it carries a sanction of imprisonment, but at the hands of militant Islamic groups, he could be facing death and/or torture. This may be a case of first impression in this circuit, so we would ask that this court look to the Ninth Circuit decision of Karuni v. Gonzalez, which is on page 26 of the brief. In Karuni, he was denied asylum because he failed to show he had been persecuted in the past or had a well-founded fear of future persecution if removed to Lebanon, because he was a homosexual, had AIDS, and was a Shiite Muslim. The court considered the social, religious, political, and cultural climate facing homosexuals in Lebanon. Karuni submitted news articles, just like in this case, of Lebanon's treatment of homosexuals. Karuni learned that a homosexual friend had outed him to authorities there. To qualify for asylum, the BIA has recognized that homosexuals constitute a particular social group. Even a 10% chance that an applicant will be persecuted in the future is enough to establish eligibility for asylum. Since Karuni had presented evidence that he had been outed as a gay man in Lebanon, the Ninth Circuit found that there was at least a 10% chance he would be persecuted in the future.
Isn't that an important distinction between our case? Because here we have a situation where he had control of that, that is, whether he was openly homosexual or not. In that circumstance, he was outed against his will.
That's true. But then Mr. Attali, in this case, he has no control as far as the information being outed in Algeria. He did have control of the information in this country, that's correct. We would argue that he has presented enough information that he could present a case for a well-founded fear of persecution in the future, and the motion to reopen should have been granted. Thank
Counsel,
you.
Counsel, what's the construct of your client's name? Is it
okay? There was a mistake made in the initial brief. His first name is Smil, and his last name is Etail.
Okay. First name is S-M-A-I-L. Last name
A-I-T-A-L-I.
Space between the T and...
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Your Honor.
May it please the Court, Ann Varnon for the Attorney General. Your Honors, counsel has somewhat outlined, but I'd like to take you again to the facts of this case, which we have an Algerian man who left his country in 1995 when he was age 32. He went to France. He went to Canada. He filed an asylum application in Canada based on political opinion. He abandoned that claim. Then he came illegally into the United States. He filed another application for asylum based on political opinion. He had an asylum interview before an asylum officer, a hearing before an immigration judge, an administrative appeal to the Board of Immigration Appeals, which affirmed the immigration judge's denial on statutory eligibility grounds of asylum. Then, for some reason, he chose not to file a petition for review to address any of those underlying claims. So the claims and the presentation that was given this morning of the political opinion claims was never before this court, and the petitioner under Stone v. INS, there is no review of those underlying claims because he chose not to file a petition for review. Then a year and a half later, he filed an untimely motion to reopen with counsel based on a new theory, his having come out as a homosexual in the United States. He didn't apparently ask, knowing that these motions to reopen are so disfavored, as the Supreme Court has pointed out in INS Boudou and Doherty. These kinds of post-hearing motions are disfavored strongly. And coming in a year and a half later on an entirely new theory, he did not even mention to the court why he had not come in earlier, why he was not able to meet the deadline. He didn't ask the Department of Homeland Security to join in a motion to reopen so that his motion could be considered as timely. He didn't argue that the board should consider his motion to reopen sua sponte. He just completely failed to exhaust his administrative remedies in that regard to the timeliness of the issue. He just did not address it. Then the board, having that motion before it, properly denied the motion as untimely, and it cited to the relevant regulation regarding the timeliness. So the board was not required to expound on this because it was a motion to reopen denied on the basis of untimeliness, and there has been no abuse of discretion by the board. So the petition for review should be denied, and the board's decision should be upheld, denying the motion to reopen as untimely. The petitioner has said that there are changed circumstances, and he wants to argue a new theory, but the board did not reach that issue, and it need not have, given that the petitioner did not allege any reasons as to why the petitioner did not come forward with his motion to reopen earlier. So again, the court should affirm the board's proper decision as no abuse of discretion and deny the petition for review.
Thank you, Ms. Marr. Ms. Hannigan, you have 5 minutes, Ms. Hannigan.
A motion to reopen must be filed within 90 days. However, the time limits do not apply to a motion to reopen based on changed circumstances. If such evidence is material and was not available and could not have been discovered or presented at the previous hearing, Mr. Attali was under extreme social pressure as a gay Muslim man not to reveal the fact that he was homosexual. His own religion, in the Quran, it says it's punishable by death. This is extremely taboo within his homeland and his culture, within his own family. That was why he hadn't come forth earlier. As far as the information regarding his democratic activities against the government, the reason we present that information as well on a motion to reopen is because the standard for reviewing a motion to reopen was set forth in the matter of SV, which is on page 6 of the reply brief. And the standard in that case is whether the original information, such as his anti-government activities, presented in the application for asylum, coupled together with any new information, demonstrate that it is, quote, worthwhile to develop the evidence further. And we would argue that when you couple together his prior persecution, the escape of his brother from prison, the harassment and the intrusions of his family, when you couple that together with the possibility of future persecution because of his openly gay status at this time, that it is worthwhile to develop the record further, and the motion to reopen should be granted. Thank you.
Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement, and we move to